Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, guys, and comment. Give me your opinion on today's episode. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. And if you are on my show page right now, at Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon you should see there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Then Facebook, go into your Facebook account, search for The Frank Williams Show. Search The Frank Williams Show. And our show page, come up there, go ahead and do your thing with that and become friends of the show. Now, if you have a Twitter account, we're also on Twitter at The Frank W Show. That's Twitter at The Frank W Show. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on blogtalkradio.com. Either way, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Again, guys, thank you for tuning in. And welcome. Now, today has been a beautiful day. And if you don't believe me, just step outside right now. It is nice. Not too cool, not too warm. The sun's peeking out a bit. I mean, today has been perfect as far as weather goes, okay? Today has been perfect. Now, before we get into today's show, just wanted to let you guys know that it was a very big show on yesterday when we talked about the pastor in LaGrange that was charged with sodomy against his ex-wife. That was a big show. I mean, as you know, as soon as I got up on the show, you know, as soon as I set up and started, got up on the show, first thing that was, all lines were full. All my lines were full, and you know, as soon as I got up on the show, that was really amazing to me. But it all worked out, and everything good. But did you guys believe that story? I mean, it's a true story. But for me, just hard to believe. Very hard to believe that someone would do something like that. And then, better yet, he supposedly is a man of God. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And today's episode is called, What Would You Do If You're at the Club and so what would you do? Here's the scenario. What would you do if you're at the club, guys, and we'll turn it around for the girls, but guys, if you're at the club and you and your wife, you and your girlfriend, or you and your significant other, whatever, you and your friend at the club together, you tell your girl, hey, I'm going to go to the restroom. Why don't you get us a couple more drinks, and we'll meet back here at the table. You go to the restroom, you use the restroom, you do your thing, you come out, and as you're walking back to the table, you see your girl at the bar, okay? She's at the bar, and now, and there's a guy at the bar with her, and he's not the bartender, okay? But he's coming on to her, and you kind of see her little flirty attitude back, his flirty attitude toward her. She's smiling at him. He's smiling at her. And, you know, they kind of while she's waiting on her drinks, they're kind of yakking back and forth. Okay? What did you do? What would you do? Would you go up to the bar and say, "Hey, babe, what's going on? Where are the drinks?" Or do you go ahead and sit down at the table and wait for her to finish her flirtatious, you know, little thing and come back to the table? Do you wait or do you go to the bar? Myself, all I've been saying is, you know, you shouldn't have to wait to go up to the bar. You should have come back to the table and sat down and saw them talking, and they should have parted ways pretty quickly. Okay? If your girl is committed to you and you're committed to her, you guys are on this road together, she should handle that right there, right then at the bar. As soon as this guy caught, pulled up and said, you know, whatever, hey, you know, I've been watching you. I saw you walk up to the bar. Came over here. I just wanted to say something. The guy you was with, he looked kind of nerdy, and I was just wondering, are you having a good time? Things should be handled by your girl. She should be, at that point, she should be saying that, I'm here with my husband, I'm here with my boyfriend, I'm here with my, you know, my next door neighbor that brought me out tonight because of my cat died. Those are things that she should handle. She should handle that. Okay? And if she handles that right, if she handles it right, then Mr. Stranger should be pretty much immediately turning, sticking his tail between his legs, and walking back to wherever he came from. That's the way that should happen. Right? Now, you know, now you say that, hey, you know, the guy just came up and said, "Hey, you got on a nice dress there. You're a good-looking lady." Then, supposedly, you got to say thank you and, you know, a little smile back and here and there. And then the guy asks you to buy you a drink. Well, when he has to buy you a drink, you know, that's something that's saying he want to carry this thing further. That's saying that he wants to carry it further, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in and comment on today's episode. What would you do if you're at the club and, okay, and we filled in the blank, and you as a guy, you go to the restroom, and your girl goes to the bar to get you some more drinks, and when you come back, someone's at the bar with her, and they're flirting back and forth with each other. That shouldn't happen. And vice versa, if you put the guy in her shoes, he's at the bar. He's looking good. And a young lady walks up and says, whatever. But think about this now. When I gave that, I thought about this. When I just said that, I thought about this. Women, and you could pretty much just put men in the place of going to the restroom while she goes to the bar. Because, you know, I did a show on this one time that why women don't make the first move or don't, you know, approach men. When they see a man like I was saying that's standing at the bar ordering drinks or whatever, and he looks like the guy that she's looking for. Because she's in the club. Oh, she's looking. Okay? He looks like the guy that she's looking for. He got the looks she wants. He's tall as she wants. But she still wouldn't make that move. I'm not saying all women. I'm just saying most women would not make that first move. Why is that? Okay? Yeah, I can give you a reason. I mean, I think that most women would think that they're being, what do you call it when you're being upfront about something or whatever. They're being the initiators or whatever. Okay? Women don't do that. Well, most women don't do that. Probably 8 out of 10 women don't do that. But hypothetically, a guy's sitting there, you know, standing at the bar, ordering drinks, and she comes up and says something. Okay? So then, same thing. The same thing. The guy should be able to handle that and let that young lady know that, hey, you know, this isn't that kind of party. I'm here with my girl. I'm getting us some drinks. And, you know, headed back over here to the table. Right? And that's the way it should be handled. You know, no one should have to come to the bar. If you were the one that went to the restroom and came back and she or he was at the bar flirting, you shouldn't have to go to the bar and say anything. You should be able to come right back to your seat and sit down and watch your girl or watch your guy shut that person down table with your drink. Okay? That's all I'm saying. What would you do, though, if you were at the club and you went to the restroom and your girl or your guy went to the bar for drinks and when you came out, they were being flirty with another guy or another girl? What would you do? 818-301-58. 34 is the number to the show. Now, guys, on tomorrow is what? Thursday, right? On tomorrow, we're going to have a really good show on tomorrow. I won't give it away with the topic, but all I can say is don't miss the show tomorrow. Do not miss the show tomorrow. okay? It's going to be a big show tomorrow. I got a great topic that I'm coming out with, and you guys are invited to call into the show and comment on the topic. Now, another thing as far as I've been thinking about Thanksgiving coming up, and get this, guys. Now, get this. You know, when I was growing up, my mom always said, the older you get, the faster the years and things go by. And, you know, it seems like as I've gotten older, everything has been downhill fast as far as time. It seems like from elementary school, from kindergarten, all the way to the 12th grade of high school and graduating took so long. It took so long to go from elementary school to high school and graduate that you were so anxious to get out of the, get to being a senior in high school and graduating. Now, once you graduate, then you kind of go over that hump and start to go down the other side of the hill, and you're going down the other side of that hill mighty fast. That's why when you hit 40, at 40 years old, they say that's the peak of that hill. That's the peak of that hill, and you start to come down on the other side. That's why they call it over the hill. That's why they call it over the hill. 818-301-5834. And the reason I was talking about that is because, you know, I was talking to someone, and we were talking about how fast this year has gone. 2013 was a breeze. And I say was because now tomorrow's Halloween, and by tomorrow, you know, being Halloween, the next day is going to be November. And y'all know November brings the Thanksgiving holiday. And who doesn't love the Thanksgiving holiday? Now, the Thanksgiving holiday is not what it used to be for me because, you know, my mom is gone on. She's passed on to the next life. Thanksgiving for us was big. Still is pretty big with my in-laws. But when my mom was here, it was big. Because this was her favorite time of year. Thanksgiving and then Christmas. Huge for her. She was just, you know, she was just so bright at this time of year because she knew that she had all her family together, okay? And that's why the week of Thanksgiving, that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday leading up to Thanksgiving, all my shows are going to have families to come in on the show and talk about their day, their Thanksgiving day with their family. I'm going to have different families come in each day and talk about how, you know, what they do on Thanksgiving. You know, if you go to someone's house, we usually go to my mother-in-law's house, and she usually prepares the meal, okay? So we all meet there and eat and fellowship and have a good time there. But before my mom died, we'd go to my mother-in-law's house, do what we do there, and then we'd leave there and go to my mom's house and do it all over again. because you guys know, you may know this. You know, you got, and I'm not choosing sides, but you got one side of the family that eats early in the day, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're ready to eat dinner. And then you got my side of the family that, you know, we eat 6:30, 7 o'clock. Y'all with me? On Thanksgiving. We don't eat that early. You know? And so I'm able to eat a couple of times. Because you go eat, and then you got an intermission in between there. Then you go to another house and eat. But all I'm saying is on Thanksgiving week, I have different families. I already chosen a few families. I need a couple of more, but I have a few families to come into the show and talk about what they do on Thanksgiving. Okay? But guys, again, thank you for tuning in to the show. Today's show topic was, what would you do if you're at the club and you get up, go to the restroom, come back, and your girl has gone to get drinks at the bar, but now you see she has a guy friend that's joined her, and they're just, you know, and they're just flirting with each other at the bar. Now, when I say flirting with each other, you can tell, you can look at your girl, or your girl can look at her guy, tell that they're flirting. You don't even have to hear what they're saying. You can look at her face, or she can look at his face and tell you're flirting. If y'all been in a relationship, if y'all are putting any kind of time into your relationship, you know when she's flirting. I mean, I can tell when my wife flirting because she got a certain look on her face. And that's the look I'm talking about. When you notice that look, you're like, oh. Do I need to go shut this down? No. She should have shut it down. She should have been the one to shut down the guy at the bar. All right, he say you look good. Okay, fine. Take that as a great comment. Say thank you and keep it moving. I'm not going to cause a scene at the club. But if she didn't knock him out, if she didn't push him away immediately, if she doesn't handle that, then at that point you have to get up and go to the bar and stick your nose between theirs. You with me? So thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I have about 30 seconds left again. Thank you guys all for tuning in, and don't forget to join me tomorrow. I'm going to have a big topic for a big show. Join me tomorrow, about 23 and a half hours, this Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Love you guys. Take care.